We love you, Father. Let's just pray in the Holy Ghost, everybody in the room. Come on, y'all can do better than that. Krista, would you play as Brother Jesse just comes and lead them in prayer? All hands uplifted, just praying in the Holy Ghost. I'm going to pray with him for a while.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Y'all may be seated. How many of you want the word of life? Hallelujah. Turn in your Bibles to 1 Peter. Chapter 5. Actually, you can go to chapter 4. There's a nice little verse that we can pick up. Chapter 4, verse 19 says this, "Wherefore let him that suffereth according to the will of God." You like that verse right there? In 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 19. Everybody say, "Wherefore," say, "Wherefore,
wherefore
let them that suffer
according to the will of God."
Wow. Everybody say suffering.
According to the will of God.
You never thought about that. How many feel like sometimes you suffer? Anybody ever gone through some suffering? Now you come on now. Look at me. How many of you go through some suffering sometime? I mean, oh, God, help me. You know, one time in this Bible, Jesus said, "How long will it suffer? How long must I suffer to be with you?" Amen. Suffer. Everybody say suffer.
Suffer.
What does it mean when we have to suffer? What does that word? Somebody else picked up a book, I think. I saw you getting a book saying, "Must Christians suffer?" There is a suffering of the saints, whether you realize it or not. Did you know that? But you know what our suffering is? Faith. Somebody say hallelujah. Our suffering is faith, because you're always going to win. Now, you're not supposed to suffer every little thing that comes your way. All, you know, come on, how many of you know junk comes and you do something wrong and all of a sudden you got to pay the consequences of it? Amen. Then all of a sudden you say, "I'm suffering for the cause of Jesus." You went out there and found somebody you know you didn't have any business being with or being around. Amen. Get yourself in that old miserable relationship and then all of a sudden you, "I'm suffering for Jesus." No, that's not suffering according to the will of God. That's suffering according to your stupidity. Amen. There are a lot of people that suffer just because they're stupid. Amen. Some say stupid suffering. And suffering according to the will of God. Now, God doesn't want you to suffer just because of stupidity. And somebody said, "Oh, I suffered." You know, when we think of suffering, we think of being hungry sometime. We think about being broke. I'm just suffering according to the will of God. No, it's not according to the will of God that you don't have money. Come on. Sometimes things get tough, but if you do what God wants you to do, if you do the will of God, you'll have a little bit of money. Somebody say, amen. So a lot of people think they get out there and live any kind of way, act any kind of way, do whatever they feel like doing, and then when the consequences come in because of their actions, they blame it all on God. "I'm suffering according to the Lord. You did this to me, Lord. I'm just suffering." That's not suffering according to the will of God. That's wasting your life away in stupidity. Let me say hallelujah. So notice it says, "Let him that suffers according to the will of God." Then you get these dumb people when they hear stuff like this. Old self-religious, self-righteous folk. They don't want to have anything nice. Don't want anybody else to have anything nice. They always look defeated, you know, because they think it looks more spiritual. People think that defeated looks spiritual. There's a group of people that think that. The more beat up and wore out you can look and you're hanging on, the more spiritual you are. Look at them. Oh, they must really love the Lord. Well, the suffering that we're called to do, this is the suffering of Christ. When God gives you to do something, when God gives you something that he wants you to hold on more than anything else in your business, on your job, in your family, your ministry, your church, anything that God told you that he wants you to have or become or do, you're holding on to that thing beyond all opposition. You're holding on to it. I mean, when you don't see anything coming out of it right now, I mean, you're having to walk by faith, not by sight, when the sales aren't going, when the situation's not working out, and you're yet holding on to God's word saying, "I know that it's going to turn around because God told me it would." You're only allowed to suffer into the thing, or come on, your suffering is really just enduring while you're waiting for manifestation. And if it's something that God told you that he wasn't going to do, didn't want to do, and it wasn't the will of God, and you're suffering it, you're wasting your time and wasting your life. We plant seeds in the ground and wait for those seeds to come up. Until that seed come up, we got to suffer and wait on it until it happens. Say, let those that suffer. Glory to God. How many of you are suffering? How many of you know that God promised you something? God wanted to do some stuff for you, but until he does those things, there's some stuff you got to do. Come on, I hear people say it all the time. I'm believing God for a new mane or something else. Well, you got to suffer to comb the hair. Come on. You got to suffer every day to get it to look right. Amen. Not everybody can look like me. Come on, some of y'all got to work. You know, it's easy for me to get up and look like all that. Amen. But you see, that's how God deals with me. No, I'm going to talk about pride later on, people. Amen. Amen. Everybody say suffering.
Suffering.
We want a great life and a great thing, so you got to suffer through some education. Sometimes with no pain, there'll never be gain. I can't stand being around people that always want gain, but can't take jack squat. If you want to make it big, you got to live a way that you can take some blows. You want to get the best out every day, but you don't want to get out of bed. So say suffer. How many of you know you just got to keep on doing what you got to do in faith? No matter what. Every day we got to get up, and when we get up, say, hey, I'm going to suffer to go to work today. Amen. I'm going to suffer to teach the word of God one more time. I'm going to suffer to take my behind to church one more night. Even though that man, they're going to start late. They're going to do it. I'm going to suffer through it, and it's going to turn. There are certain things that God puts you in that don't look perfect. It's not totally comfortable. You don't understand it. I tell you what, the will, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego being in that fire was not too comfortable. The thought, I'm sure they went through some stuff and they think, I got to get in there. Come on now. I got to deal with this. But they did not know as they got in that fire, they wouldn't feel anything. To everybody else, it looked like they were suffering, but God was in the midst of it. Amen. How many of you want to learn to suffer? There are certain things you got to walk through to get what you got to get. There are certain things you got to endure because you got to change. Come on. Certain things before you put your hands on it, something's got to happen to your heart. Amen. Praise the Lord. We're getting there. Wherefore, let them that suffer according to the will of God commit the keeping of their souls to him in well-doing. So say, commit the keeping of their souls to him, to the Lord. Now, you know, idle minds and people don't got nothing to do. Come on, go crazy and talk crazy. Come on. They said, let those that, you know, that's why they wanted, they said, look, let them younger women go do something. Amen. Because if they don't do something, amen, they're going to have a big mess. A lot of times, now listen, as you suffer, come on, your suffering doesn't have to be so bad if you're dealing with stuff. Your mind, when it talks about your soul, the keeping of your soul, it's talking about your psychological state. How many of you know that when you went through some stuff that different people can do different things, you're just saying, man, they must be really going through. They snap in the middle of suffering. I had another nervous breakdown. Some of them have them every 6 months, you know? Uh-huh. You're just give me my nerve medicine or whatever else. Come on. How many, I'm sure we had several nervous breakdown victims in here. Come on. I mean, you got through some situations you had to walk through and you didn't have a magic wand to turn it overnight. Amen. You just couldn't wave a magic wand at the refrigerator and put food in it. It didn't work that way, amen? And all of a sudden, you couldn't deal with it. So you just fell apart. You ever felt that you could fall apart? You had too much that you can deal with? Somebody told me, I believe it was your wife told me, you know, she lost her mom, goes out there going through all of these situations, loses her mom, goes to the funeral up there on the north, comes back. The day after she gets back, the very same hospital. She goes back there and has to take her dad to the same hospital sick. And she said she's just praying. She told God, look, God, I know you promised me in your word that you're not going to put more on me than I can bear, but you're getting pretty close. Anybody ever felt that way? So I say when it gets close. I mean, when there's a maximum limit. You know what? God is never a liar. Whatever's going on in your life, whether you like it or not, you can handle it. Come on. Whatever is happening in your life, no matter how bad it is, how rough it is, God promises in His Word He will never put more on you than you can bear. And guess what? You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Because you know what? You don't have to bear it by yourself. You just got to have faith that God will bear this thing with you and you'll see it through. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That is the best thing. There are two things that when you're going through some things that it may appear that you're suffering through as you're waiting. First of all, you have to know this. Don't ever let the devil lie to you. I'm talking about keeping your soul, keeping your head together as you go through this mess. So when you come out of it, you don't start come out with a twitch or something. Amen. You know that she'd never been right ever since then. Amen. You know, some of us get those things every time. I mean, come on, you work for a company. And you ever seen people just go off for nothing? You don't know why they're going off. Past experience. You don't know that. You know, you want to go have some Mexican food? No, I don't want no Mexican food. And nobody knows. Maybe there was an issue at the Mexican restaurant or something, or maybe they have an issue with Mexican folk. Come on. And you got all those issues and you sap out for no reason. We don't know why you're going off. You ever seen people go off for stuff and you say, what is the deal? That's nothing. But to them, it's a big deal. I know what you're going to do. You don't know me. Come on. You ever work with people that are like that, go off real quick to come in here? I mean, we deal with people as a minister that come in from other churches sometime. You know, musicians and different people, they come around here and they've been through hell and high water where they were at. Seriously. Amen. They go through that stuff. They come in here and one little thing happens and they're ready to go off. I knew it. I knew it. Come on. You know why? Because while they were going through, they did not commit their soul to the keeping of the Lord. You start acting crazy when you think you have to bear this thing all by yourself. Amen? If you're going through and you're going to have to suffer according to the will of God, the first thing you have to do is say, first of all, God is never going to put more on me than I can bear. I can handle it. Amen? Now, if you got some stuff you can't bear, God didn't put it on you. So say hallelujah. Come on. Now, at times there's some stuff on you that you just can't bear. And you got to realize, well, God said that, you know, His yoke is easy and His burden is light. I got to get this big thing off of me. God will never put more on you. Didn't mean you can't take more on you than you can handle. Come on. Some of you carrying stuff you don't have any business carrying. And sometimes people try to put it on other people, too. Oh, you know all that stuff is going on. It's not mine, amen. That's not. Come on, He will not put more. You got to loose yourself up because people just take people's burdens, take, you know, everybody down. Come on, they can't handle it and won't turn it over to God, and God won't take it, and they expect you to take it. There are a lot of people that expect you to take stuff that God wouldn't even jump on. They got these issues going on. No, it's not the will of God, amen. And God's not going to deal with it, but you're supposed to work it out for Him, amen. Somebody say hallelujah. If you can't handle it, it's not God. But there are a lot of things you probably can handle and don't know you can handle it. So if you want God to get it, now it says, look, let them that suffer according to the will of God commit the keeping of their souls. And their soul is what? What is your soul? Your soul is not your spirit. And so many people get confused. Your soul is not your spirit. You are a spirit. Amen. You live in a body, amen, and you have a soul. Your soul is your psychological state, your mind. Come on. You need to get your soul saved. Some of us got some sick souls, amen. When you get born again, you get saved, your spirit gets made over all. I mean, you're the bomb when God gets a hold of you. And He doesn't have to do anything else on your spirit. Don't you know that? Once you got born again, your spirit is totally righteous, totally holy. It's got it all together and it already knows all the Bible. Really on the inside, whether you realize it or not, you do know it all in your spirit. But your soul, it can still be racked up and messed up. And it's your responsibility to take that that new created spirit that you have and convert that messed up head. Somebody say hallelujah to get things better. So your soul will usually give you problems. Then listen. Wherefore, let them that suffer according to the will of God commit the keeping of their souls to him. Somebody say, to the Lord. Say, Lord, look, my soul is messed up, and if I have to go back in that place one more time, if I have to do this one more time, I'm going to snap. I can't take it anymore. When you get to that point in suffering, you have to open up your head. Somebody say, hallelujah. There's some things according to the will of God that you might not understand. His ways are beyond your ways. He understands more than you can understand, and he doesn't want you griping, fussing, and complaining the whole time you're doing stuff. So commit it to the Lord. It means you got to open it up, take it out, and give it to him. My soul is messed up. I don't feel good about this. I can't. Your feelings are wrapped around your soul. And see, there are a lot of people that want to do the will of God without committing their soul. You must commit your soul. I like that word commit, don't you? What do you do to crazy people? You commit them. Amen. Somebody say hallelujah. Anybody been committed? Come on, y'all know what I'm talking about. Don't sit up here and act like you don't know what I'm talking about. You commit your mind. You commit your soul to the Lord. Somebody say, well, there's some things that are going to go on. I know you can't take it. I know you can't handle it. And I know what you usually do. So I'm going to commit you right now. I'm going to go and commit you to Jesus and commit you to the Lord. You stay meditated on Jesus and stay meditated on the will of God. Now listen and let your spirit and everything else go about doing the will of God. Somebody say doing. In well-doing. Now, remember we read that scripture before? It said, look, be not weary in well-doing, for in due season you will reap if you faint not. Come on. So say, don't be weary. In doing well. In due season, first of all, you got to have faith to know that there's always a due season. There is a day coming. You got to just believe that. Nobody, I mean, you probably won't see it. You just got to take it by faith. God will come through. Well, he didn't come through. He hadn't come through yet. And I get upset about certain things that hadn't come through perfectly for me yet. Until I told you that birthday's coming up, amen, 38 years. And there was a woman that had an issue of blood for 38 years before God did anything. And all of a sudden, he did it. Wow. But he still came through. But we want God to jump through hoops and jump on everything we say. And we can be the direct opposite. God will tell us to do something. It'll take him a week. We'll do it with a toad. We go to church when we feel like it. Say hallelujah. So say amen. Come on, when we feel like it, when we're not upset, amen, we pray when we feel like it, we read the Bible when we feel like it, we call all the shots, and it's like that and the way it is. But when we pray, he better jump when I say jump and do what I say do. You can't make your kids behave, amen, but you got God jumping through hoops. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. I mean, you can't discipline yourself to get out of bed, but then you're going to make God do hula hoops and jumps and do trick dog tricks. Sit. Jump. Move. Didn't I say house? How many of y'all are like that? And it acts surprised. It takes a while. Tell somebody. It takes a while to get there, but we will get there. There, I believe in due seasons. And you know the sad thing about that, it really is sad, is you can only get it by faith. Whether you really realize it or not, you can only get it by faith, because God will only do it by faith. And nobody cheats. You just have got to believe in due season and never question it in your heart or in your spirit. God, everybody say God, will perform what he spoke over my life. You're just going to have to hold on. What if it is 30 years? What if it is 38 years? He told Noah to build this ark because it's going to be a rainstorm and nobody ever saw rain. And he had to work on that thing for 100 and some years. And they had never seen rain. He had to build this big ark. Come on. Would you do that? And he never gave Noah any signs.
Noah just had to do it because he said it, period.
He said, now, whenever you get discouraged, I'm going to give you some signs. And we don't know whether the animals came when he called. He probably had to catch them. We don't know. It doesn't say that in the Bible. We just know that he got them. Amen? Never said that he got any great signs. Amen? Signs are for unbelievers. Somebody say hallelujah. Because signs don't work for folk. Look at Pharaoh. They show Pharaoh all those signs and wonders, and you know, and he still tripped out. If I just had a sign, I'll do it. You know, your spirit doesn't need signs. Your spirit needs the word. Your mind needs a sign, and your mind will never do the work. Somebody say hallelujah. Amen. Now, let them that suffer according to the will of God, and we said that suffering according to the will of God is different than suffering according to stupidity. What are you suffering? Ask yourself that. I want you to get a piece of paper out real quick. I'm going to get you out of here because I got you in here late. I want you to get a piece of paper out, and I want you to think about the three biggest things you suffer right now. And I want you to diagnose your suffering. What three things are you suffering right now? Debt. Then I want you to discern, are you suffering according, how did it come about? Amen. Why are you dealing with it? Are you suffering according to stupidity? Amen. Or are you suffering according to the will of God? Now, the things that you're suffering according to the will of God, I want you to get to this point to where you'll never be moved by your feelings on that issue again. I want you to commit your will to the, amen, because your will get out there. You'll find that every time you feel discouraged, every time you feel upset, every time something happens on the TV show, come on. Every time your stomach grumbles or anything that comes, you'll stop doing the will of God because you have not committed your mind and your emotions to the Lord. But if you would commit those things, amen, they commit it because they're crazy, amen. I mean, I have to do that at certain times. You know me, I get to the point where I just had enough, and I just had enough. I will leave right away. I will check out TV time. I have to commit that person so I can keep doing the will of God, amen. And I commit my mind to the Lord, amen, so that I might be able to continue to be faithful in doing well. So keep doing the will of the Lord, as unto him a faithful creator. I think that's good right now. That's all I want to talk to you about today, and we'll pick up some other things tonight, but we're on a good track, don't you think? Amen. Say, while we suffer. Weeping may. Somebody say may. Say may. Say may. That means it has permission. That means it has permission. Said it can, it may, just as it goes. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy, some say joy. Doesn't say may come. Cometh. Rough stuff may happen that may make you cry sometime and may have you deal with some stuff. Come on. No matter how big of a faith general you are or whatever else is going on, amen. There are a lot of people walking around here trying to act like Smith Wigglesworth, amen. They just need to go someplace and cry for about 15 minutes, amen. Whew! Then wipe the tears, amen, and go on. Mm-hmm. Weeping may endure, and don't beat yourself up if you felt overwhelmed. Come on. You felt overpressured, amen. You just couldn't handle it, amen. Jesus had some stuff he dealt, amen. When he looked at his mission, amen, trying to save all these folk and save you, they said he saw all of us when he prayed in the garden. Said he saw all of mankind went before his eyes. That's what people, theologians say. Did you know that? When he prayed, he saw everyone that was to be saved. Amen. And he prayed that night. Amen. And he prayed so hard, he sweat blood. And he cried. He cried. Somebody say he cried. Now I tell you what, we are meant to bring tears to the eyes of God. Amen. Amen. He cried. Amen. He cried. But he committed his soul or his will to the Lord. He said, nevertheless, Father, not what I will to do. All right, I'm talking to you about it. I'm talking to you about it, God. I want you to know how I feel about this or whatever it is. You know, it hurt, you know. And he dealt with it in prayer. And he said, okay. Not what I will, but your will be done.
commit the keeping of your souls to God, that you may be able to continue to do well. Amen? Is that going to help anybody go a little bit farther this week? Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Just keep on going. Just keep on doing the will of God. Just keep on being faithful. Sometimes we think we have to do more when things don't happen. No, you don't. You just continue to do the thing that you're supposed to do. See, there are a lot of people that got a mess going on. They think they have to put more into the mess. You know what happens? You just get a bigger mess. You just have to do what you're supposed to do. You know what we got to do around here? We think we have to do more around the church. Well, nah, forget it. We just have to do a little bit that we do nicer. Love people and smile. Just continue to do what we're supposed to do, and then God will do what he's supposed to do. I feel that's for somebody right now. They say, what else do I have to do? And I feel nothing else. Other than, unless you're not doing nothing. Amen. Somebody say hallelujah. You got to clarify that sometime. Amen. Say, I would say stuff at church and people would come up to me. You know, I didn't do nothing all week long, Pastor. I heard what you said. Well, maybe you didn't hear me right. Amen. Come on. Amen. And I heard what you said. What did I say? You told me. When did I tell you? You remember what you said in church? No. Zero times two is what? Zero times ten is what? Don't ever expect to get anything else from God when you come in with zero. Amen? If you think that your zero faith, when you put your zero faith and your zero actions up to anything you're trying to get from God, zero times whatever you're going through or whatever you're dealing with is zero. Pastor said we got a 10-time reward coming, 100-fold reward. Amen. Then hear your big zero faith come out. Amen. Amen. Wow, I like that. What's zero times? What's one times 100? What's one times 200? I believe all God needs is one, and you show up. Isn't that awesome? Anyhow. You just do what God tells you to do, and you be faithful about it, and commit your mind, because the devil will come in. The devil will come in. And I didn't mean to stay on that part too much longer, because there's a scripture I wanted to read to you. I want to deal with you tonight about that. And Dean's not going to be here tonight, so I'm not going to teach it, but I want you just to read it. And the reason why I told you to keep your mind, go to 1 Peter chapter 5. And it's just for him, and the rest of us will get it tonight. Somebody say, keeping ourselves together while we go through or while we suffer. This is what it's talking about. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 5. Likewise, ye younger, submit yourselves unto the older. Ye all of you, be subject one to another, and be clothed with humility, for God resists the proud and giveth grace to the humble. We'll be talking about that tonight. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you. So I say exalt you in due time. Just humble yourself while you suffer. And due season comes, due time will come. Amen. Casting all your care. Everybody say, commit your soul. Casting all your care. Lord, I got all these issues going on. I'm upset. Somebody say, whatever you care about, casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, somebody say, because your adversary, the devil is as a roaring lion walking around, seeking whom he may devour. The devil is out there trying to do whatever he can do to mess you up, to get in your way. And I would be lying to you, say, you just come to Nation's Church and the devil is never going to come around you ever again. It's in the Bible. The devil's walking around looking for whoever he can, whatever he can mess up and whatever he can get into. Amen? Some of you don't need the help of the devil. Amen? You do a good enough job all by yourself. Amen? Hallelujah. The devil is out there. He is going to look for every opportunity this year to come in your life, to mess your stuff up. But you're going to have to resist him. And a lot of people don't know how to resist the devil. I pray for you, and we should pray for one another that as you get in here to hear the Word of God, and you say, oh, Lord, if everything stays just like this, my girl going to make it. If nothing ever happens, but you know what? He going to show up. So we have to warn ourselves that. Just because it's going great today, the money rolling, everything's happening today, and you all encourage, he will show up to get you off track. That's his job. He walking around. Amen. He doesn't have a home. Like a crack addict, you know, yeah, anywhere to go, just roams from house to house, doing whatever he can do. Amen. He doesn't have a life anymore, so he tries to get in everybody else's life. Amen. He lost his job, so he is out there, waiting for an opportunity to mess you up, to get you confused, to get you distracted. Amen. And when you get to go through that stuff, people, commit yourselves, for God cares about you. Whom resists steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, everybody say same afflictions.
Same afflictions.
How many of you are afflicted with some stuff? I was thinking to myself, I might start a club, another fellowship group, and call it Broke Rich. Amen. Somebody say hallelujah. I'm Poppy Rich, but I'm broke. Somebody say hallelujah. I had $8,000. Amen. But it all just goes out. Can anybody relate to me? Somebody say the same afflictions. This is what makes me so mad about people try to get you to think that you're the only one going through, or you're the only one that doesn't have it. Come on, you're the only one that said, oh, Lord, I need to get, I've got to fix this budget. I go, ugh. So say the same afflictions. You're not the only one. You're not the only one. The same afflictions that you go through, you're not by yourself. The same afflictions are accomplished in your brothers that are in the world. Amen. Isn't that good? Why don't you stand up right where you are? Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Say, God will come through. Do you need to commit yourself today? Somebody say, hallelujah. How many of you need to commit yourself today? Amen. Been doing weird stuff, been nervous, couldn't sleep at night. Amen. Heart racing. Fear coming. I don't know what to do. I might do something crazy. Sell it! Sell it! Give it away! Come on! Anybody been there? When you start doing wacky things, I'm just going to do something stupid. I quit. You ever seen people get mad, just knock stuff over? I used to break stuff till I realized I paid for it. Amen. Before you get to that point, you need to commit it. Amen. Some say, commit yourself, for you hurt somebody or yourself. Amen. Everybody say, let's pray that people can discern when it's time to be committed. Let's pray in the Holy Ghost right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 I think we need to do that. I think we need to keep some white jackets in the back. Everybody keep praying. Come on, just pray. Amen. And when you see me show up at your house with a little white jacket on, amen, you know what I'm talking about. Amen. So say, we're here to help you for a bit. We're going to strap you down so you can't do nothing. So say, hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. So say, yeah, that's good. Praise the Lord. It's good. We need that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Father. Thank you. Wow, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. Praise God. That's the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Wow. Hallelujah. 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 Praise Him. Praise the Lord. It's like, see, that's what happens when people get committed. That's what they do. If we went to those places where they commit the people, those are the sounds you hear. You know, that's what you hear. You walk, you know, they take them out. Let it out here so you don't have to do it there. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We'll go as soon as they finish. They're going to get mad at you. They're going to get mad at you. Hallelujah. Go pray for him. Pass it on. Don't keep it to yourself. Just go pray for him.
I don't know what it is.
Just, I don't know. Just give it to him. Hallelujah. Does it feel good? Get over there. Hallelujah. It's on you. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, God, he's committing himself today. Oh, can anybody relax? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Did that help anybody?
Amen.
That's a sign from the Holy Ghost. That's a sign from the Holy Ghost. He said he will confirm his word with signs and wonders. That's the ministry of the Holy Spirit. Amen. That means somebody did something right. And you just roll with it. Don't ever cut it off. You just roll with it when God does something like that. Amen. I'd rather be saying there was something going on than nothing going on. Say hallelujah. I'd rather have a little bit longer service where God shows up than a service where he doesn't show up and you get out on time. That baby looking at them. If you're getting hungry and the Lord's taking too long, there's some bacon out there. You can have a little snack if we're holding up lunch. A little snack out there, a piece of sausage or something. We heat it up. Yeah, the eggs got here. Father, we love you. We give you praise. We give you glory. We trust you and we entrust our souls and our minds to you this week, God. Lord, as we cast our cares on you, you'll show your care toward us. Be with us and help us, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Y'all love the people before you go. Amen.
Love y'all.
Oh, you got to do better than that. Oh, man. Hallelujah.